Now, Andrew, on that sort of appetite intestinal note, listener Liam is wondering, why do we lose our appetite? Probably like half our listenership have lost their appetite when we see or hear gross things. What do you think?
So this is a fascinating one. So as we're discussing, if you get a foul smell or you see something that's particularly gross, it's really, really hard to then go and have a burger straight afterwards. It's just our bodies reject food. And there's quite a lot of sense to that. It's a pretty much a learnt reaction that if something you've seen before has made you ill, you will eventually build up a response to it. It means you won't eat it again. And this is the same sort of idea as Pavlov's dogs, which hopefully many people have heard of, which is this guy who kept ringing a bell for his dogs and giving them food at the same time. And eventually, when he rang the bell, they would still salivate as if the food was coming when it wasn't. But my favourite fact about these learnt responses is that there was another person around who's called Skinner, and he was working on pigeons. And the reason you haven't heard much about him is he was involved in the US's pigeon-guided missile effort. Now, do you know about this, Chris?
No, I don't. Tell me.
What they realised is you could train a pigeon to peck on an image of a target. And the idea was if you put the pigeon in the missile and it could see where it was going, it would peck where the target was and guide the missile to where it was heading.
So there were sort of birdseed factories all over the place that were really worried as soon as this starts to happen because they think they could suddenly get an unexpected visit.
Yeah.
From a missile.
But as you can tell by the fact these missiles are so popular now, but this was never a successful program. But if you go through the history, you find that this was tried several times, that people thought this was a great idea.
Well, actually, there was a paper that came out a couple of years ago. It's a gentleman I spoke to from California, and he's actually turned pigeons into pathologists because he was asking pigeons to look at and review images of cancers. And he had sort of, you've heard of crowdsourcing, where he was doing what he called flock sourcing. So you have a big group of pigeons and you train them and reward them when they peck at a picture when it's got cancer in the picture of the cells that a pathologist would look at down a microscope. And the pigeons very quickly became much better at this than a whole group of trained pathologists. The reason is that they're just very, very visually good because they have extremely good eyesight, birds do. And when you're just looking for pattern recognition, what a cancer looks like, you know, why does it have to be a pathologist? You have a pigeon to do that, and they quickly screen things out, and then you just focus your pathologist on the stuff that matters. But back to Liam's point then, what gross things grossing us out and suppressing your appetite? You're saying it's just a learned response. You experience something horrible, it makes you throw up, so the next time that something horrible like that comes along, you avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things that may be more or less ingrained in you, like bitter tastes. Obviously, young children really don't like bitter things, so they don't eat bitter berries.
Okay.
How would you account for kind of almost a neat revulsion for smelling poop?
Well, some people are fine with poop and some people aren't.
I'm not.
You're not.
I've had children. I know. I'm definitely not.
And you can definitely train yourself against it by the fact that, you know, you can deal with your kids' nappies. The first time it's pretty shocking. After 3 years of it, you're fed up with it.
After three years of it, you're ready to go nappy negative.
There's a reason chicks get potty trained.
Yes, there certainly is.